Hey, what's up, guys? It is coming up on noon in the middle of the day on Wednesday. I had to think for a minute about what day it is. Not because I'm so lost out in the nothing, but because most of the days kind of run together. I do very similar things just about every day. I wake up early. I do a bunch of work on the computer, or I get into the gym and I get a workout in, hang out with my family. I've been working on the camper a lot, which is a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about today. The overarching theme of today's episode, sorry, it's just me. It's an old solo cast. I have no guest today, but you have to keep an eye out. I've got a couple new episodes dropping later this week and this weekend. I really just want to talk to you about happiness and contentment, right? And walking the line between being completely satisfied with where you are, but also striving to get a little bit better. And I know that's kind of a dichotomy, but I kind of wanted to address it anyway. So the reason that maybe I don't know what day it is all the time is because I do similar things every day, and I'm okay with that, and I'm happy with my life, and I've built my life. And I jump on these podcasts sometimes and I talk and I'm super fired up about things, and I don't know, maybe a little bit angry because I'm frustrated that the world is not headed in a direction that I wish more people would go, which is being fitter, happier, healthier, stronger. And I'm genuinely passionate about everyone trying to improve their lives. But today, you know what? I was thinking about jumping on here and what I was going to talk about, and I realized that I'm not super fired up right now. I'm very happy right now. I guess that's kind of the opposite end of the spectrum, being fired up for good reasons. Got a smile on my face, picking my daughter up from the babysitter. Gonna hang out for a while, get to see my buddies tonight in the band before I take off on our road trip. And life is good, you know? And I think that everyone kind of needs to structure that for themselves. Something else I saw today was an article on the top 10 jobs, according to Forbes, about being low stress. Top 10 jobs that people could have that have the lowest anxiety levels. And number one was fitness trainer. And I was like, man, I'm doing something right, huh? And I know that they probably lump that together with all sorts of fitness. So that being from collegiate strength coach, probably all the way on down to somebody that just decides to take their friends out for a workout and doesn't even get paid for it, right? Those are all similar in the fact that you get to help people. And I think that's why it's a low stress job, is you're not as stressed when you know that you're making an impact on people's lives. And it's incredible. It's a fun thing to do. The other thing that made me think about was how I would read that article and I could tell everyone, hey, look at me, I got this fitness trainer job, I'm lucky because it's at the top of the Forbes list for low stress jobs. And it made me think about how many people see what I do on a day to day and they're like, man, you're lucky you get to do that. Like, if only I got to do something like that. And I kind of just wanted to remind everyone that I built this life. Okay. I'm not lucky. I worked hard for it. I used to clean toilets at a college. Before that, I was on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week as disaster restoration, making $9 to $10 an hour. Middle of winter in February, you know, upstate New York, if you know what that's like, standing on a half burnt roof of a house that just finished smoldering, all right, with 30 to 40 mile an hour winds, and I'd be nailing up pieces of plywood, or having to put on full Tyvek in the middle of winter, go down in a basement that's hip deep in sewage. I don't know, just, you know, I made a decision that I didn't think I wanted to do that forever, as I would hope that most people would, unless they truly love that work. I mean, it's rewarding in its own sense, but I built a life. I knew that I wanted to have a lot of time with my family. I knew that I wanted to make an impact. I knew that I wanted to be in the world of fitness because I'm so opinionated on fitness, and I believe I'm right. I mean, you got to be your biggest fan, right? You have to truly believe in what you're doing or no one else will. And I truly believe in what I do. I truly believe that I can impact people's lives. So I decided to make a change, and I decided to leave the jobs that I had had in the past and the career path that I was on, and slowly build over the course of the last 5 years, 6 years, this life where my overhead is very low, right? Even less so now that we've sold our house and we're going to be transitioning to living and traveling in an RV that we own full time, and being able to spend tons of time with my family. And I think it's important for people to realize that it's really your fault. right? It's your fault or your success in any direction you want to go in life. And I think that for people to look at what I do and say, man, you're lucky you get to do that. I'm like, I do get to do this, and it's not luck. It's hard work. So I think that always having that something to push forward to, and this is where I'm going to get into a little bit of the trying not to live like the grass is always greener on the other side, but still wanting to improve yourself. Okay? And at the same time, and here's the dichotomy, not looking at your life like, man, things will be better if, things will be better when. Okay, so it comes down to a huge mixture of gratitude and the desire for self-improvement. So gratitude, and there are so many different ways and tactics out there that people can employ to make sure that they practice gratitude. And that can be as simple as just trying to look around the world and viewing things of how good you have it, right? I put something up live on Instagram this morning, and I put a video up on my daily video that I've been posting on Facebook in the mornings now about thinking about something that you could complain about in your day, and then trying to think about somebody who has it far worse than you, and how silly sometimes the things are that we complain about. And then you should go on and choose three things that you're very grateful for, and it could even be on the same topic. So mine this morning was, I could complain that the only time of day that I had to work out was if I got up at 4 a.m. and got in and got out. Whereas I would love to go in the middle of the afternoon when I'm feeling good and you're fired up and get a good hour, hour and a half session. And sometimes all I have is 45 minutes ass early in the morning. And I could complain about that, or I could be like, you know what, I'm grateful that I've got a functioning body and the a vessel to be able to go pursue physical fitness. And I do have the time. At least I have 45 minutes, right? So it's kind of turning those things that would be complaints into gratitudes and realizing that it's all perspective. And I think that's a great exercise. You could get super involved into gratitude and start journaling. You could write down three things every morning and every night that you're super grateful for, discussing things with your spouse or your friends about, you know, hey, let's take a look around and let's discuss a few things that we're super happy for in life. And I think that goes very, very far as not leaving us in this mindset where we think, you know, things will be better if only I lived here, if only I had that job. We start to be grateful for the things we have. And then I think that that attitude transposes into the idea of self-improvement. You know, I'm super grateful for all these things, and I would like to continue to improve and continue to find more things to be grateful for. And that is what takes us from gratitude for the situation that we're already in into self-improvement. Where can I excel? Where can I exceed the standards that I've already set for myself? And I think that that's ultimately going to contribute to your overall happiness in life and help you find ways to where you just enjoy yourself a lot more, right? And maybe you'll forget what day of the week it is too, because you're just enjoying yourself so much in the process. And that's not to say you're not going to have little frustrations here and there, but man, we only get one go at this. You might as well make some decisions and build a life that you want and super just enjoy everything that you've got to do. So big takeaways. Number one, practice gratitude. Number two, realize that you are in complete control, responsible, and at fault for everything that happens or doesn't happen to you in your life. And if you take that mentality, man, it's super easy to start making some changes. And number three, look to areas of your life that you're super thankful for, and then ask how you can get even better, excel, improve, right? You're always heading in one direction or the other. We're never sitting on top of that fence. Always changing, always improving. If you need anything from me, if you have any questions, comments, you want to comment on one of these videos that I told you I posted, you can jump on the Facebook group. You could just like Bare Bones on Facebook. You could find Bare Bones Strength on Instagram. I know a lot of you already are, and I'm super appreciative for that. I would also love it if you're on iTunes, if you would not only subscribe so I can make sure I can get more content out to you, but go ahead and leave me a review. I think I have one down there, and thanks, dude, for jumping on there and doing that. And I would love a couple more reviews. If they're good, post them. If they're bad, email me. How about that? And I hope you guys have a great rest of the day. Keeping this one under 10 minutes, which is awesome. I will catch up with you guys next time.